My name is Lauren Jadot and I'm in grade 11.
My name is Jash and I'm in grade 10.
And we're talking about the final assignment for peer tutoring. So from the beginning, I would say that I've changed in my ability to connect with students. Like at the beginning of the semester, I didn't do that very well, and it was difficult because I thought I was doing something wrong. And when it took me a long time to realize that I was paired with a very independent class that didn't often ask questions and things. What do you think?
Yeah, me too. Like, I wasn't like this because I'm friendly with everyone. And I first make connection with the Swiss students in the Italian class and a peer tutor in the Italian 11 and intros class. So when I first came, it was like only, I came from to the school like 3 months ago before semester two. So it was pretty difficult for me because it's a really different cultures here, city to city. So when I came to the school, I felt really reserved, right? I'm not reserved at all, but yeah. So it was really odd for me. So for the first day, I was like really reserved. I was so scared to talk to anyone because it felt so weird to me. But then like after some time, I got to know everyone. And yeah, so in the March, we were like, I knew almost everyone, right?
Yeah.
What about you?
I, like going back to connecting with students, like at the beginning of the semester, I would not have talked to them outside of class, but now we aren't exactly close friends. I'm not close friends with my students, but I can make jokes and things like that.
Yeah, me too. Like, yeah, so do you remember at the beginning of the semester?
I do.
Yeah, also Lauren is my student.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of the semester, I was really confused of what they were doing because there were three split classes almost, because advanced, the Swiss students, then the Italian 11s, then the intros. So have so many assignments and stuff. But I really connected with everyone because I'm like a person that is really friendly with everyone. And as everyone were like grade 11s and 12s, and there was grade 10, so they pick it more jokely this thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that I've learned not to expect people to come to the peer tutor for questions and help, and it was hard to learn, but sometimes I had to go to them and ask them what was going on and if they understood what they were doing.
Yeah, in fact, also in the Italian class, there were some people that were really reserved, but then like they got to know everyone almost, and they liked the class because of they made many new friendships. In fact, I'm like a person that I don't like people that are isolated. I just want to help them to get through it and just talk with it, some person, right?
Yeah.
And just enjoy the class, you know, how everyone do. And if I talk about now, the end, like the end of the semester, well, I'm doing pretty good in the class. I really enjoyed the class from the beginning, actually. And also I'm helping always the teacher. I want to help her because I know that there's so much stress on a person, right? Mm-hmm. When you teach, you have to make different types of things. So almost like three different types of things.
Mm-hmm.
But if I talk about what I learned so many things from the students that mm-hmm. I didn't even know. Actually, I never worked on computers in the school. So when I came to the school, I was like, no, I don't know how to make PowerPoint and all that stuff, right? So some students, they were really good with the technology and PowerPoint. So I learned some skills from them, from making PowerPoint stories in Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Then I learned from the students, I learned like by myself interacting with the students. that every person is different, so we have to treat it differently, but like how do you say, include them, even though a person is isolated, just include them somehow in everyone else so they can feel more home. And also mostly the international students, so they feel more not home obviously, but I always like try to include everyone, right? And be friendly with everyone and know what they're interested in and make some jokes, right?
I would say what surprised me the most is it wasn't exactly new information because I also assist teaching at my Taekwondo school, and just like there, students who are at a lower belt rank, I'll use that as an example, think of the assistants or the assistant teachers or in a school's case, peer tutors as really intimidating. So it was like news to me when I finally figured out why no one was asking me questions, was because I needed to appear more welcoming.
Also, in the Italian class, actually, I can understand you, Lauren, because in the Italian class, it's a language, so people mostly don't know the language, so that's why they are made to ask. But I think that is like they can do it by themselves. That's a bit different, right? And also, like from me too, I felt like that too, a little bit from the Swiss students actually, because they were like not asking me questions, and I didn't know how to help them. But I was made some jokes for them, you know, just to make them, a little happy, yeah.
I would say that I learned where the line is between asking them questions normally and giving reminders normally to nagging. You know what I mean?
Me too. Like, if I talk about the learning, as I said, I just learned so many things from the students because I feel like this thing that I had to do because I was grade 10 and everyone else is like grade 11 and 12, so I won't really want to learn from the people that are more experienced than me. And also like help them, right? But the surprising thing was how the students learn from the teacher, because actually I came from Italy, so completely different. It's completely different. No PowerPoints. You just have exercises, and you have to do them. If you understand, yes. Otherwise, no. So there's not this storytelling thing. But I always but then I got used to it. Other surprising things was I didn't know I was so friendly with everyone. I always thought I wasn't friendly with anyone, and I was really reserved. But then I got to know that I'm really friendly with everyone. I got to know some new cultures about some new cultures because our class is very multicultural. Got to know people that are from other countries, that what they think and how is Italian for them, because Italian would be like third or fourth language for them. And what about you?
In regards to about other students, I would say that I thought I was a patient person before, but I would think that I gained a bit more patience with them because even on days where I might be working on one-on-one with someone, because that's what I also learned, is that I work best one-on-one with students, not teaching an entire group, is that I had to keep on reminding myself in the beginning, they might have a problem understanding the content. This might be their worst subject ever. Just to sort of keep me from losing my cool, if you know what I mean.
I can understand. Also, me, as I said before, also with the surprising things about other students, I learn a lot. Like every student, it's different, and you have to include everyone. But even though they don't want, but you just have to talk really patiently and just try to be really polite to just get them to work with everyone else. And I was like really happy with this experience. I got to know some new people that were, all over the world, and Italian was there, as I said before, fourth language, and got to know like how they feel. And I got to know that they feel the same as I feel when I learned English, right? Yeah, but about other students, for example, other than I usually one-on-one tutored mostly from my Italian class, but there was one girl that was from the Spanish 9 class, so I one-on-one peer tutored with her, and she was she actually she was she was pretty good in Spanish, but the problem was that she wasn't feeling like home. And obviously, when you're like a little bit depressed and stuff like that, you can't study that much. You're always thinking about, that I left my country, my parents, right? So I just, and I got to know that after like after 15 minutes I talked to her, right? Because I can see from the person's face what is happening, and I got to through that too. So I can really understand that. So I told her just to don't think about that. Just go through that. Just go forward and just think about like the things you enjoy really, instead of thinking the depressing things. And if you really feel nostalgic about your parents or whatever is happening in your life, just try to think about a solution to get through it, right?
I often got I got that what you got when I was tutoring one-on-one with this one boy who had at the beginning he had what I think were extreme difficulties with English. And so my guess was that he was strongly discouraged by the fact that he got things wrong, and that I it, it so within the so the first few sessions with him were me explaining that it's okay to fail, and it was a good reminder for me too.
Yeah, because also we are students and we feel that too sometimes, right? Yeah.
As for challenges with both my class and the one-on-one, I found it really difficult in the beginning to connect and sort of keep a conversation going outside of
Yeah.
academics and such. With the kid I was tutoring one-on-one, I would say that he was frequently distracted.
Yeah.
And it was almost as if, oh, I got the impression that he didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
He didn't want to have a tutor. But he told me that someone told him that he needed one. So it not good first impressions with him. But I would say the biggest challenge in the course was finding people to connect with.
Yeah, and how did you overcome that?
I read stories online of what not to do from former peer tutors, and I asked my friends who had taken the course before, and what really stuck with me was to not appear as another teacher, as
Yeah.
another authority figure.
Yeah.
Like I got the impression that I was somewhat of an authority figure because I'm a resource of knowledge, pretty
Yeah.
much, but not a teacher that they know as someone who constantly checks on them and marks the work wrong and things.
Yeah. Actually, with me, the experience changing my perspective. Actually, yeah, a little bit. I always thought I can never be a teacher or a peer tutor, and because I am always yelling at my brother, and at home, I thought like, I would be really bad at this, right? But then I said, I always like to try things, new things. So I said, let's try this, and didn't know that I was that patient with people. Also, my mom, when she got to know that I have peer tutoring in second semester, my mom was like, "Are you gonna be good at it?" Because I always yell at my brother. But actually, it was pretty good. And because I think like you always have this fight with your siblings, right? All and with your younger siblings. But I think it changed really my perspective because I always think that I could never be a teacher or a peer tutor. I could never tutor someone, help someone. But I did, so that changed my perspective. And I always thought like, teacher are not busy at all. They just have to mark, and that's what everyone think, right? But then when I just know how many things you have to do when you're a teacher, because I saw my student doing all that stuff for her science class, for her Italian class, for science lab, for science 10, out like for Move for Man and whatever, right? And I saw all the things she has to do, and then I finally got that. It's not like that at all. And about challenging things, actually, in the middle, like March-ish, April-ish, I thought when we came back from spring break, I was like really happy that we came back and just to march on, right? But I wanted to help more the teacher, and yeah, so I was always asking my student, what can I do else? What can I do else? And yeah, just wanted to help her because she was really busy, and that was the challenging part. I had to help students, but I also wanted to help her because I'm a peer tutor, and I just have to help the teacher and the students also, right? So I just wanted to help her really much so she can just manage her time somehow. Another challenging thing was the beginning actually, because I never thought I will like do this storytelling thing. I never thought Italian was taught from the storytelling, right? And what about you?
I would say that what really made a difference was in the beginning, what really made a difference was my classroom teacher offering things for me to do, like whether it be handing out papers or taking down attendance. And then it progressed to bigger things like making little games for them to play. I felt more valued in the class and not just as sitting in the corner collecting dust.
I can understand that. Me too. Like, firstly, she gave me like little things, right? But then, like in the middle of the semester, when there are midterms and stuff, right? I didn't have anything to do, so I just wanted to, because I have this habit to do all the things before the break or the vacations, so finish them so the teacher is not frustrated during the vacations. You know, vacations are vacations, yeah. But then I was really happy that she finally got through it after a month of this busyness, April and then May. Yeah, sunny, and the school is finishing almost in 2 months right then. And yeah, so I got a really good experience and positive impacts on others. Yes, actually, I had a really positive impact on everyone else. I was like, firstly, they thought I was just there because I just knew Italian and I wasn't Italian. And then they got to know that I was from Italy because most of the people, they were still thinking I was from India, but doesn't matter. Yeah, so I just told them that my parents were Indian and I wasn't Indian. So I just explained all the things to them. And then I really passed from one-on-one tutoring in the class from teaching the intro Italians that officially I felt like they were my class actually, and I mostly passed the time with them regularly. So I just felt so really good teaching the intros because I felt like I passed most of the time the class with the intros because there were split classes. Sometimes we were used to go out of the class and I used to teach them because a student can be in two places, right? So I just yeah, did that and I was like really, really happy to have my students. We made jokes all the time, and I just wanted to them to enjoy all the things, right? Ask them about about how was their day every day, how was their weekend, just to make in touch, right? And then some positive impacts from my character to the others. I think that everyone else, firstly, were like really reserved because it's a new class, right? New beginning. So they didn't, some of them didn't know each other. But then I just, yeah, I'm really friendly. So I just wanted to include everyone, asking questions, doing activities. Yeah. And what about you?
Yeah, I was really happy with how my relationship with a classroom teacher turned out because in the beginning we were both basically walking on eggshells around each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can
Yeah.
understand.
And I will admit that I did get more attached to the students than I would have thought that I did.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite moments was when I came back from, because I was absent a class before, and due to an appointment, and one of them asked where I was.
Yeah, that's okay. I know, like, when you pass time with them, they just get attached to us, right? And then me too, like next year, if it's possible, I'm gonna take it again, this course, actually, because I would have new students and maybe also my brother is in the same class, so maybe it would be a little bit of trouble for me. But I always want to do this course again if you're to doing a class because I think that firstly, I didn't even think I could do this, but then I think that I will miss that all. When I will graduate, I will miss this thing, this Italian class. But I think if it's possible, I will really request my counselor if she can give me peer tutoring because I asked also before because I thought like I could do it and I just did it, so I'm really happy with this experience. And what about you?
Yeah, if I could sum everything up in a sentence, I would say that I've gained a lot more respect for my teachers and what they have to put up with
Yeah.
and everything that they go through, like staying until late at night to make fun assignments or activities for us.
Yeah.
And I really noticed the difference that it made to have someone in the class, or me in the class, that could take care of sort of the little tasks, the petty tasks,
Yeah.
so that they can conserve their energy for more, for bigger things.
Yeah.
And think, yes, I
Yeah.
have more respect for everyone involved, including the students.
Yeah, as I said before, the teachers, they did a really good job. So I think that is it, right? Yeah. So this is our final assignment for peer tutoring with our experience, surprising things, and all the experience that we lived. Thank you.
Thank you.